This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Matt was talking about how residential rents and their equivalents factor into inflation calculations. Industrial rents can put the squeeze on, too. Take, just for instance, independent music venues and what they mean for the creative economy. Those smaller clubs are places where artists can book their first gigs on their way to bigger spaces, they hope. And in Music City, some of those spaces are in trouble because of the booming real estate market. From Nashville, Tennessee, WPLN's Paige Flegler reports.
Nashville artist Tristan Gaspiderik is on stage in front of an emotional crowd. It's her last show at Mercy Lounge. And in between songs, she tells stories about the role this space has played in her journey as a musician. First, she saw shows here. Then, she played shows here.
15 years.
She even met her husband and bandmate here 15 years ago.
Somebody bring a cake.
Local musicians held farewell shows at Mercy Lounge in the weeks leading up to its closure in May. It's a cozy little club, standing room only, big enough for an audience of 500. Bands like the Black Keys and Band of Horses played here before they got big. Gaspiderik says she's tired of seeing these spaces disappear.
Growth is not always progress. Money is not meaning. And amenities are not culture.
The building that Mercy Lounge has been in for two decades was bought up by a local property management company. The operator of Mercy Lounge says they couldn't reach a new lease agreement, but wouldn't comment further. Other small independent music venues across Nashville are facing this same fate. Venue operators usually don't own the spaces they inhabit, so when a building gets sold, the rent may rise and they may be forced to move. Beyond real estate, these changes impact culture, says Chris Cobb, head of an independent venue association, Music Venue Alliance Nashville. Cobb's venue, Exit Inn, is in a similar position, trying to negotiate its lease.
As the venues become corporatized, the opportunities for local independent artists diminish rapidly.
Smaller venues take chances on new artists. Cobb says he doesn't believe the property management company taking over the space, DZL, will do that. DZL officials declined to be interviewed. In a press release, DZL says it's committed to preserving the space for local artists. It plans to renovate and then start hosting shows at the end of the summer. While the closure of small music venues has been going on for a while, the city of Nashville has started to take notice.
Government operates pretty slow.
Metro Council member Jeff Syracuse says he hopes two recent changes could help indie operators. One is the return of the defunct Music City Music Council, which was a board of industry professionals who worked with the city to attract events and development deals. The second is the creation of a new Office of Music, Film, and Entertainment to keep creative jobs local.
If we don't be a little more intentional and thoughtful about how we support working creatives in the city, we can lose it.
He says plenty of other places would gladly take up the mantle of being the new music city if Nashville doesn't step up and protect its indie venues and music culture. In Nashville, I'm Paige Flager for Marketplace.